Well, my real horror was hunger. Not my hunger, because I had been sufficiently educated, I suppose, in values of food to be able to go round and get rotten vegetables and cut out the bits and that sort of thing. And I could, we had a little batch at the bottom of a garden, which we paid, I think, 3 and 6 pence a week for, and an extra shilling a week for baths. we had on the stove all the time a big pot of soup and one of porridge, and into the soup went everything, you see. And we could also get this rotten fruit, which was you could always get a bit of for fruit salads. I knew how to do that. But there were terribly hungry people, and this was a horror to me. And what it did give me in especial, I think through our pressure, which at that time was linked with the women's movement in the Labour Party as well. It wasn't till a little bit later, till the elections, I think, that the real split came. But then we did get this threepenny meal for men, which was a very substantial meal. And if a man hadn't got threepence, then he could have a meal for nothing. And this was really a big achievement, because it was sort of suet puddings and potatoes and dumplings and boiled stuff. It wasn't, you know, what you call the highest quality of menu, but it was something which did fill out the ribs. But I'll tell you something which struck me. What are true values, true morals? Because I had, as I say, had a very ordinary sort of life with ordinary sort of standards, and I began to realize that there are certainly other values. Now, there was a dear old lady and her husband who lived also in Vivian Street, and she used to put up on the floor people who had no homes, and she also used to give them bread and tea and in the morning, and they had got to go out in the daytime, but they could come back at night. Now, her husband did one of the most heroic things, which was quite against the law, but it was one of the most heroic things I came across. He terribly damaged his hand in an accident on the road, I think. He didn't do anything about it till the next day when he went down to work, and he managed to achieve something which must have involved awful pain, to pretend that he had got this through his handling of the job, and he got the insurance, which he put into the money which was being spent on these poor out of work. Now, he was magnificent, I considered, and yet it was something quite contrary to the ordinary legal idea of how you cheat the insurance company. Another one I knew was a girl who was working at a school, a young woman who was working at a school, and she used to bring back, which was quite against the rules of the school, a good pailful, at least, of food which was over from the pupils' meals. And she used to feed 4 people every night from this which she brought, and I thought she was gorgeous. Now, this, you see, was something which was new in my life. What are real values? What is really good?